Jesus, baby. I love you, sweet Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 in your righteous name, Jesus Christ.
Jesus, baby. We got it going on. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We adore you. Thank you, Jesus. We talk to the Son of God. I love you, Jesus. I'm thinking, now I'm talking to the divine Holy Spirit, that divine comforter within me that reigns and rules. We love you, and I thank you for being in my being as a blankie. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, eternal light of Christ. We love you, sweetheart, baby doll. We thank you so much for dwelling inside of our temple body beings. We thank you for dwelling on our legs and our feet and our head and our minds and our souls and our organs. We thank you for flowing all through the bloodstream, every place, in the name of you, Jesus Christ Almighty.
You got that right, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. You are adorable. You are my lover. I love you. I praise you, Jesus, baby. Right on. You can't get no better than that,
Jesus,
baby.
Glory to you, Jesus. Ding, dong, ding, dong. We thank you so much for your life. Sweet silver bells, all hail the power in Jesus' righteous name.
You got that right. I love you, Jesus, eternal Holy Spirit that dwells within me, that's closer than hands and feet, that's with me 24-7. Thank you, thank you. You're here all the time. You're in my mind, my brain. You're in my body. You heal my body. You're in my eyes. You're in my skin. You're tingling. You're grooving through the bloodstream. Thank you. Thank you for keeping me alive. Your heartbeat goes, Jesus, baby. Jesus, baby. You hear it pumping the audience. Jesus, that's the name. It's in Jesus, baby. I'm alive and well and kicking on planet Earth. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Today is January 24th, 2016, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the new age of consummation and fire. Welcome to Area 51. We are glorifying Jesus Christ. Super Bowl 51 comes up next year on 2016. In the autumn season, and the Seahawks season begins on September the 8th, 2016. We are already looking for the new season. We are not sad that we didn't win on last week. Why? Because we are aiming high. Is that right, my brother?
You got that right, baby.
You see, there's a big picture why that the Seattle Seahawks and the United States of America did not make the playoff. They made the playoff, correction. They didn't make the final game, which was today, in the United States of America. And so we heard that one good news I like, New England Patriots didn't make it. They lost, and I prayed to Jesus, let them lose Jesus. I said, let them lose Jesus, and they lost by 2 points. And Denver, Marijuana, Colorado beat them 20-18. And so we congratulate Peyton Manning's team. And then 2 weeks from today, February 7th, I believe. Yeah, 7th, they will, Super Bowl Sunday begins. And it's going to be, for sure, it's going to be Colorado against either South Carolina or Arizona. I want Carolina to lose also because they're on the East Coast and God don't live on the East Coast because they got all that snow. They got 18 people that died. They don't got blizzards. 2 to 3 feet of judgment weather. God lives west of the Mississippi.
You got that right.
In the United States of America.
West Coast, baby.
That's the action
Jesus,
right there.
Baby.
Jesus, baby. So we're happy to be here today to glorify the eternal Christ energy. We are thankful, as my brother said in his praise of prayer to Jesus. We are alive. We are happy to be alive. We are excited to be alive in the land of the living. We don't take nothing for granted when we go pee. You ever count how many seconds you pee? You know, I counted. I pissed this morning. I counted down 21 seconds of pee come out. That was a healthy pee because I had to go 3 hours ago in that dream I was in, and I just kept sleeping. And then when I finally got up, it was 21 seconds. One time I counted the urine, and it came out in 6 seconds. Another time, it was 8 seconds. Another time, it was 12 seconds. It varies, you see. So it's like if you go often, and then, you know, it may be lesser if you have a lot of water in your system, it comes out strong and good. Health tips, please drink water. Water is good for your body. Your kidney system needs to be flushed out. And when you drink that water, water does a body good. If you don't believe it, go 7 days and 14 minutes without drinking water and see what happened to you. You may be alive. You may be a living deadbeat. But I tell you, if you want to choose life, drink water daily. Then you say, well, I'm fasting. Well, follow the Holy Spirit. Follow the Holy Spirit. There are a variety of fasting, you see. And fasting is mainly should be mental fasting. Fast from negative thinking. Fast from hatred. Fast from whoopsie-doopsiness. Fast from hypocrisy. And then you will have a good fast, you see. Because in the book of Isaiah, it says, they that worship Jehovah shall eat and worship and be strong upon the land. Some verses that be fat upon the land. Now, when it says be fat, that don't mean be a fat slob like some people think it. It means to be wealthy and healthy or to be fully engulfed in some good food. You see, we're supposed to have fun on this earth. Is that correct, my sweetheart brother?
You got that right. You're supposed to definitely have fun. And remember the disciples, remember when they said, how come you, your disciples don't fast?
Yeah, John's disciples didn't fast,
did
they?
No, it's about Jesus.
Oh, yeah, Jesus
didn't fast. He said, the Christ is here. You don't need to fast.
Right, right.
You know, so basically, it's a high thing to fast from your negative thoughts, like my loving brother said.
Yes.
That's it. And basically, the original fasting is that you're not hungry. You're so engulfed in what you're into, you don't think about food. And then remember, Jesus wasn't, then all of a sudden he was fasting, then all of a sudden he got hungry. When he was fasting, he wasn't hungry. These people that's going around fasting and have hunger pains and stuff, that's not fasting without Jesus.
That's
you know,
right.
The fasting is like when you're on a level, my brother and I have done that, a level for days,
right.
Not eating, then all of a sudden you come down, all right, that's right, I got to eat, you know.
Right.
I'm hungry now. You know, fasting is not going around with hunger pains with a long, sad face.
That's right, baby. So you're saying that it shouldn't be a stressful praise to Jesus. It should be a happy stance activation.
A happy, and you go with the flow. You go with the force. You go with the light of Christ. You
right.
go with the energy. You know, fasting is the right kind of fasting is that you're fasting and you're not knowing you're fasting. You know,
that's a high level
of fasting. You can do other fasting, but the highest, that's the highest fast, you know, because then you're fasting in Jesus' energy. You're fasting
right.
your mind from negative thoughts. Then you're also cleansing your body because the Christ light is flashing you, and the Christ light is purifying your body through the energy. And as you drink that water, like my brother says, because water is the staff of life, on the three-dimensional realm,
right.
you know, as you drink that, that purifies and cleans your system out. So, yeah, fasting is very important, like my brother said, but you got to go with the flow.
You got that right, sweetheart, because when you go with the flow of the Holy Ghost, you will be beautifully arrayed in light, you see, because this way of worship and praise and love and thanksgiving to Jesus is a happy way of living. It's an exciting way of living. It's a way of exploration, dedication, motivation, jubilation, communication, and love. You see, because when you do this, you feel cool about it. You see, Donald Trump, that character in the United States of America that's running for president, he's a pretty cool guy because he said, you know, I get confidence. He said, you know, I feel confident in myself. I trust that I'm going to win this election. Bless his heart. You see, if you have the confidence, the knowledge will come later. You know, some people say, well, he don't have experience. Well, let me let you know, nobody has experience as president until they become president. I don't care if they've even been president. That's the first term, like our loving Barack Hussein Obama. He was the president for the first term. He had to gain more momentum and experience through light of Christ to, you know, to carry on the second term. And he still has exactly a year left and minus a few days. So it's like, hey, don't jump on the guy's kite. Everybody is in training and learning and how to do it. Well, people say, well, you know, Donald Trump and Dr. Benny Carson don't have experience. That's the kind of people you want. They haven't been brainwashed yet in the system. They haven't been hooscowed. They haven't been taken over. They haven't been UFO'd yet. You see? But it's like, you know, sometimes those kind of people are good. And then people say, well, what about Bernie Sanders? He's in the Democratic Socialist. Well, you don't know Bernie Sanders until you try him. You see, I'm not telling you who to vote for, who not to vote for, but there's good in every individual, you see? And some people say, well, the party, the Democratic Socialist Party, do you know what the guy stands for? Do you know what he means by Democratic Socialist? We know in science and in geography and history what the terminology socialist means, you know, what democracy or Democrat means, what Republican means. Nowadays, some of the words Republican means the good old boy system with no emotions. And you got to wake up, sweethearts. You see, if you want to win, that's why they got the Donald. He's carrying on different, you see, because he said, you know what, I'm standing for the Republican Party, but we got to get out of that same old system, that Tea Party spirit. We got to get in the love for all humanity. You know what the best government is? Judge Jesus. The Judge Jesus government is the best government in the universe. You know, the scripture says we don't know the day or the hour that the Lord cometh. I do. It got real quiet throughout the universe, my brother. I thought the scripture says no man knoweth the day nor the hour. Well, it did say that, but I know the exact day. I tweeted the exact hour that he's coming. Ask me, my brother, when is he coming?
When is he coming, my loving brother?
My sweetheart brother, and to the entire world, let me announce to all the religions of the world and to the secular world the day that Jesus is coming. It's in the hour that you think not that Jesus is coming. So I'm right along with the scriptures. I'm right along with the Son of God. Jesus said, nobody knows the day nor the hour, neither the angels of heaven, neither the Son of God. Only the Father knows, the God of trouble. He knows, the God of love, when Jesus is coming. So, and then you look at that, and then the religious people, they say, oh, man, I got to hang around this planet because I don't know when the Lord's coming. Well, I just told you, I know the exact day when he's coming. And you say, okay, the hour that you think not. But what goes on in the hour that you think not that he's coming? In other words, the hour that nobody knows in the physical glorified being, Jesus is coming. The Holy Ghost is here. Isn't that correct, my brother?
Yeah.
This energy.
That's
go ahead.
Right. You got the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
That's your comforter.
Yes.
That's your comforter. Jesus said, I got to get out of here so the Holy Ghost would come. That is your divine comforter. That is your friend. You should trust in that more than you trust in Jah Jesus the being.
The being, that's right.
You know, that is your savior. Jah Jesus the Holy Ghost would transfigure you.
Whoa.
It would make you into gods and goddesses. That Holy Ghost, it is your definite friend. It guides you through everything on this planet Earth. So you people who are on the planet here, especially the Christian church, they say, oh, I got to wait to a born life. You know what? You don't, most times, you probably don't even have the Holy Ghost.
And
then you're going around here saying this and that, I got to wait. What are you waiting for? You should be living a glorified, happy, like my brother said, my loving brother said, have a happy life all the time on the planet. This is a great planet. Even though it's a wicked planet,
right?
You can have fun on this planet right now. People think, oh, I got to wait till Jesus comes. No, 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 no. The comforter is here now. It's at hand right here and now. The kingdom of God is right here. It's in you. It's around you. Around us. It's always expanding. It's here, my loving brother.
Yes.
It's here. Don't be tricked by, oh, I got to wait till Jesus. What a boring life. And then when you see him, you're not going to be up to par. You're not going to have the Christ life flowing and shining in you. You're not going to be a transfigured being. Because remember, he hangs around only transfigured beings. People think they're going to be with Jah Jesus. Only the transfigured beings are going to hang out with Jah Jesus. The gods and gods, those who transform their fleshly body to spiritual divine, those are the beings in collab that's going to be hanging with Jah Jesus and his kingdom. The rest of you people is all kind of different levels of consciousness. And we're talking to them now. believe it or not. Those who's new, listen to the program. Yeah, we're talking to people on planet Earth in Earth suits that have flesh and blood. Then we're talking to people in the celestial realm. Now, it's thousands of people in the celestial realm.
Yes.
And they're listening to us. Jesus has made it through BBS radio that they can hear us now. And even in the heavenly realms, even the hellish realms, excuse me, my loving brothers, there, they can hear. Jesus has allowed them to stop what they're doing to hear Son of God University.
Are you sure, my brother?
I'm positive. And you loving brothers down there in hellish realms, remember to use the name
Jesus,
baby. If you have the Holy Ghost or not, you use that name,
yes.
And you say Jesus, baby, and you'll be delivered out of that hellish realm. And you people in the heavenly realms, in the celestial realms, you use the name Jesus, and then you will elevate. So everybody can use this name. So that's why you're listening to Son of God University. Jesus University, baby.
That's right.
You got it all here. We got the knowledge. We got the wisdom, baby. You know, what the pimps imitate, we originate.
You got that right, sweetheart, baby. You heard it live here on BBS, Big Boy Savior Radio Station, live around the planet. We are teaching the everlasting gospel of truth. We love Jesus, and Jesus Christ loves us. We are in love with Jesus, and Jesus is in love with us. You see, when you have an intimate relationship with this Jesus Christ, you are a happy camper. You are a happy chick. You are a happy person who can progress. And the scripture declares in the book of Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 12, whosoever shall call on it, well, no, let me correct it. There is no other name under the heavens given by where mankind can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. You see, you heard it, my brother, was going to talk about this, that you want to be saved, give glory to Jesus Christ. You see, it's going to be a lot of ministers. They're going to be shocked when they leave the world and they go into another world called hell because they thought they were going to the heavenly realm.
Really?
Yeah, baby, because they didn't worship Jesus. It's a serious crime. It's a serious offense. We should put those people on Law and Order, on the television program that I like. You see, because these aliens who don't worship Jesus Christ, they're in serious trouble because this earth was made by Jesus Christ, of Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ. No escape. And the good news, it's a loving affair that, you know, to become in love with Jesus Christ. You see, because this kingdom of light, as you heard my brother touched on earlier, the kingdom of Christ is within you. The kingdom of Christ is all around you. Everything we do, we move, we live, we have our being inside of Jesus Christ. This great king of love, the first Adam was called Atom, or Atibadom. He was made a living soul. The last Adam was called Jesus Christ, the quickening spirit. Now, look at that. The first Adam was a living being or living soul. The second Adam was a living spirit or the quickening energy or living spirit. This energy is real. The force is within us and all around us. Everything is composed of this atomic energy, this micro organisms within us and all around. And we got the nucleus energy, electrons, protons, neutrons. Sweethearts, wake up. Everything is composed of energy. This is why the negative people did not vote for Star Wars to become a nominee in the Academy Awards, whatever them awards coming up in February 28th in the United States of America. They didn't choose Star Wars, my brother. And we were talking about this earlier before they came on the show. We said, what are we surprised for? They didn't show no big titties. They didn't show no big butts. They didn't show no Johnson. They didn't show no Virginia or JJ. They didn't show that. It wasn't over-sex rated. So, of course, they're not going to vote for Star Wars. Star Wars is a high-class movie. Talks about the living force. The living force, in reality, like we told you yesterday, and the other yesterdays, the living force is the Holy Ghost, the almighty energy with monochlorians, the monochlorian energy that vibrates and circulates all in our being. Now, think how joyful this is. Think how exciting this is. We are temples of the Holy Ghost. We are temples of light. We are temples of joy. We are temples of life, L-I-F-E. We have the Ruach in us, the great light of Christ, the great energy, this great force of love. We have Hegel's Ruach Spiritus, or the Holy Ghost. So you see, my sweetheart people, this great energy on earth, even up in the great Pacific Northwest over there of Seahawk Country, Area 51, where a lot of things happen. Seahawk country, the next Super Bowl is called Super Bowl 51. Because this is today, and they talk about Super Bowl 50. This is the, you know, the 50th Super Bowl coming up. And Seattle won't be in this one. But 51 is coming up, and they're starting their training not in June and July. Pete Carroll, the coach, said they're starting right now. That was mentioned last week, you see, my brother. So they're smart. They're starting their training now. He said, Pete Carroll said, they're in football school. Football school? They're going to take a football and look at it for 8 hours a day? They're going to sleep with the football? That's not a bad idea. They're going to practice, baby. They're going to play. You see, the children in most countries, they go to school 10 months a year. Well, why not the Seahawks go and train and, you know, take a few days off, and when the season's over, or their particular season's over, get in that training. You don't wait until the last minute to train. What has that to do with this? Everything. In all things you do, you practice. Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Does that mean just love the Lord Jesus Christ only in the summertime? Does it mean just love the Lord Jesus Christ from football season, from August till February, Super Bowl day? Then you take a break, February, March, April, May, June, part July. You don't take 6 months off or 6 months on, nigga, buddy. Something's wrong with that picture. You got to train year-round in everything you do. Michael Phelps, he wanted to be the greatest swimmer in the world. What did he do, my brother? He trained on Christmas Day.
He trained on Christmas Day.
Can you believe that?
He trained on Thanksgiving Day.
That's right.
The thing about Michael Phelps, he had a gift.
Yes.
And he trained extra hard more than anybody else still.
That's right.
They seem like a super...
superstar.
Superstar. Because usually when a person has a gift, they say, oh, I got it.
Right.
But no, he said that's why he's good as he is, you know, because he trains while people are eating dinner at Thanksgiving.
Right.
But they're celebrating New Year's. He's training. That's what you got to do, baby, on this earth. You got to train. Whether it's in dry Jesus Christ energy, whatever field you're in, you got to train, baby.
You got that right, sweetheart. I remember when I was going out for bodybuilding competition, you know, in the 80s in the United States of America, I remember when Jack Frost was nipping at my nose on Christmas Day. I was out there running in the snow on the ground. You see, Jack Frost came and nipped at my nosey. I took my thumb, I put it on my nosey. I said, I got to run, baby. I got to train. I got to trim down. I got to do this. I got to do that. Like my brother said, everybody else, they doing the turkey and the food and whatever, you know, they're eating and feasting with the family. I was out feasting with Jesus Christ running track with snow coming down and Jack Frost nipping at my nose singing Christmas Carol. And I think he sung Carol the Bells to me while I was running, you see. But it takes dedication in everything you do. So we're speaking to the entire planetary system that whatever field you are good at and want to be good at, become more good at it. Become more, like my brother just said, you train. If you already got the gift, you perfect it. You do it more so. You see? If I got the perfected gift of putting the back of my thumb on my nose, and I know I can do it, I do it more so. And I'm a perfectionist in thumbs on noses. You see? In other words, you blow up what you do. You blow up, or you increase it, I should say. You increase more and more. That's a universal law. Whatever you continue to practice, it becomes perfected. You're in the choir. You're singing Christmas carols to practice. When I was in the high school, we didn't practice Christmas carols December 21st. We started October 21st, if not earlier, you see. We started months in advance for the concerts that we were going to perform in the school or throughout the church world or throughout wherever we went, civic areas. And that's what made us a professional, you see. But when you wait till the last minute, my sweethearts, procrastination is evil as hell. You must, saints of the Most High Jesus Christ, stop your procrastination. Be still and know that God is God inside of you. This imperative doctrine of stillness, Psalms 46:10, it's imperative that we are driven to worship Christ Jesus and feel the peace of the tingling vibration of the Holy Ghost. If you don't feel that vibration, if you don't get in the mix of this light of Christ, you can't translate. You heard my brother speak about bodily translation. It's for all, but all won't attain unless they want to attain. How do you attain? You got a choice to do it by living the principles of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we apply the principles of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we become in love, deeply with the Lord Jesus Christ. You can become in love with sex. You love that penis or that vajayjay. You love that food. You love the pork chops. You love this. You love that. You love your dog, but you don't love your God. Something is wrong with that picture, sweetheart. You must love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. But you know, my brother, a lot of people love their dogs with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their money, and with all their sleep. They'll give anything for their dog, but what about to the Almighty God? What about to Jesus, the God of this planet? What about Jesus Christ, who is our life? You see, people in the rush, always in the rush. You're in the rush to take down your Christmas stuff. You know, my brother got his Christmas stuff still up in the United States of America. The lights are still growing. The Christmas tree might have took a break, but the lights are still going, you see, because this is Christmas time. By the way, Christmas Day is on the 29th of this month for the Eastern Orthodox churches. We greet you, Eastern Orthodox churches, and we greet the Greek Orthodox Church, and we greet the other Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox churches. A lot of them are having their Christmas this week. Some had them last week, and it's just going on. You see, people, In the market business, why did you take your Christmas stuff down so early? Why do you keep up your decorations up in your malls and your shopping centers? We still got our stuff. I still got my stuff in the USA and over in Thailand and wherever I am. You see, you people, you need to stop rush. You know, people that rush, they just die and go straight to another world, and it ain't pleasant. Take time, my sweetheart, brother, to say, live on this earth. Live the life of Christ. Take time to be still and vacate negative thinking and submit your mind, Romans 8 chapter, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Submit yourself to the reverence of the Holy Ghost, the energy who we love the most, greater than French toast, more nutritional than beef pot roast. If you inhale and glorifying this great light that is in you, sweethearts, oh, you'll be happy like my brother and I and many other boinkies on this planetary system, you see, because this is the life to live. This is reality. This is jubilation. This is why the Seahawks in the Pacific Northwest of the United States of America are so happy. You say, why do you keep talking about the Seahawks and the season's over? No, it ain't. It's not over. Their playing season might have ended for this fiscal year. Their season ain't over, baby. Why? You just heard me say they're practicing. They're practicing. They're training right now for Super Bowl 51, right in Area 51, to be ready to conquer the Devils, to be ready to conquer any team and every team. You got to have that mindset, that mentality, and we congratulate the Seattle Seahawks. Don't be my brother.
You got that right.
We give them love and strength and praise and glory and blessings, and may the light of Christ bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, glorious Seattle, Washington Seahawks, Seattle Seahawks, that you will beat every team that you play. And whip them good. We thank you, Seahawks, for what you have done on this glorious season. We thank you for the records. We thank you for your injuries you endured. We thank you for the hell you went through, for the paradise you went through, for all things you endured. Football is not easy sport. You think it's easy? Ask Pete Carroll. You ask any team. Ask the one that just got whooped today, New England Patriots. Now they're a good team, I must say. They made it to the Super Bowl playoff. They must be a good team. You see, they're a good team. But I'm glad they lost. You see, because we they beat Seattle last year. You heard the story on that, which I wanted to take the time to get into. It's on the archives of the program earlier. But we are very thankful that they lost. Glory to Jesus. You say, he must be crazy. He's glorifying Jesus that the New England Patriots lost. Yes, we are. But you know what, sweetheart? We love you, New England. We do love you. You heard us say God don't live there. Now, you better think. I make you think sometimes. Is God omnipresent or is he West Coast bound? Think about it. Is God everywhere? If you don't think, I'll throw some curves at you. I'll throw some baseball curves during football season and during the full basketball season and during the beginning of soccer season. You see, I'll make you think. Now, the scripture declared that God is spirit. The John 4th chapter, verse 24, God is spirit, and they that worship God in spirit and in truth. And some versions say, God is Hagiel, is spiritus. It goes into the third power of the Trinity, or the Holy Spirit. So you say, wait a minute, Holy Spirit is on earth. Yes, my sweetheart. Holy Spirit is not only in the heavens, it's in the heavens and on earth. Now, for those who got a constipated mind with poo-poo, let me help you out. Jeremiah 23rd chapter, verse 23 and 24, quoting from the Jerusalem Bible. It says, "Does not I, Yahweh, do not I, Yahweh, fill, F-I-L-L, fill the heavens and the earth? Am I a God at hand, or am I far distant? Do not I know the secret thoughts of them that think? For I know everything. Nothing is hid from me. For I, Yahweh, I fill the heavens and the earth." What a magnanimous power that is, isn't it, my brother?
You got that,
that
right.
Power is so magnanimous. You mean this eternal energy, the light of Christ, the Holy Ghost on every coast, can fill the heavens and the earth? Oh, sleepy Christians, wake up, niggabites. Wake up, you Christians. You're supposed to be the happiest chicks on the planet. Why are you sleepy? Because you failed to believe the truth of the Almighty Son of God, Jesus Christ Almighty, and you failed to believe in the Holy Ghost, that this eternal spirit is literally eternal spirit. Star Wars is preaching better gospel than you are. You see, because you are talking about some loud up in the heavens, some lonely Lord with no name. Jesus is the name of the Holy Spirit. We told you it's in the book of Acts. Study the book of Acts. It's all through the Bible. Through the apostolic scriptures, it declares that this great light of Jesus Christ is the reality. The light of Jesus Christ is our Savior. For those who are in demonology, demonism, you need to know the truth. And to the saints of the Most High, I declare to you today, bind them devils to the pit of hell. Rebuke them devils. When you get agony and things to the mess with you, I'll give you an example. Devils, drop alive in hell in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We bind you devils to the pit of hell. We curse you devils to the pit of hell. You're not hating. You're just doing what you're supposed to do. Isn't that right, sweetheart? We got to activate the truth of Jesus Christ. It's time to do everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the reality of life. You see, ministers, they're not talking the glory of Jesus Christ like they should. They're making Jesus Christ a second-class God, and that's not so. He is the true and living God. 1 John 5:20, and the first chapter of St. John, it tells you that in the beginning, the word Jesus was with God. The word Jesus was a God. The same Jesus was equal to God, and Jesus was with God in creation. And through Jesus Christ, all things were made by Jesus Christ. Remember that, sweetheart. This world is Jesus, not Jehovah's world like it once was before, because the Almighty God, the Father, has turned everything over to Jesus Christ. We are Son of God worshipers. That's in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 6. It says, "Let every angel and all the angels, everybody, every living being, worship my first begotten coming to the world, Lord Jesus Christ." Open up your ear and hear what the Spirit of Christ speaketh and saith to the churches. You see, because the people have been hoo-scowled, they have been brainwashed, they have been sleepified, they have been nullified, they have been lullabied to the synagogue of Satan. It's time that you wake up. Stop the false teaching, stop this false preaching, stop this whoopsie-doopsieism, and stop this witchcraft and mind control, and free the people. Oh, ye ministers of the churches, free the people and let them know about the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Let them and turn them over to call on Jesus. Let them worship Jesus, not you. You're not the bishop to be lifted in worship. The bishop of our soul, Jesus Christ, is the ideal of our being. Jesus, who fills all time in space, is to be worshipped. Jesus is the one to be exalted and glorified. Jesus is the one that gave us life on the tree, the Son of God. Jesus, the eternal Holy Spirit, is the one that fills us. We must come into this reality. How can you enjoy this life? Call on Jesus and become aware, sweethearts. Become aware that the light of Jesus Christ lives inside of our physical temple. Stop saying the false doctrine that the light don't live inside your body, but it just lives in your spirit, man. No. The light of Jesus Christ lives in our physical body, in our spirit, in our mental, in our minds. Also, because Jesus Christ declared, "You shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, M-I-N-D, mind, and with all thy strength." You see, people are so afraid to lump Jesus from the mind. This is not a false doctrine. This is not New Agey doctrine, but it is New Age, the Christ New Age, the age of Jesus Christ. A.D. is named after Jesus Christ. The New Year is named after Jesus Christ's assassination. A.D., Domino Domini, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the New Age of consummation and Holy Ghost and fire. That's what every church in the universe needs to get into. If you're not into the Holy Ghost, like my brother said yesterday, Sunday, you are a deadbeat. And I will add, you are a first-class deadbeat because you need the Holy Spirit. I'm getting carried away, my brother. Glory to Jesus.
God, Jesus, baby. You got that right. We are into the Holy Spirit, the divine intelligence of God, Jesus, baby. That rests within you. That's why we say Star Wars is the number one film there is. And people are going and going to see it. People are interested in this force. They're interested into this light of Christ.
Yes.
Basically, we're telling you what they're saying. That is Jesus Christ's energy.
Energy,
moving,
yes,
and grooving. It's all throughout the universe. It's on earth here. And God, Jesus, the Son of God, is in charge, and he's large and in charge on this planet earth of that divine energy. He governs that divine energy, which its name is Jah Jesus also. Jah Jesus governs Jah Jesus the energy, baby.
What you say?
And that's moving on this planet. You cannot get the energy unless you go to Jah Jesus the Son of God, who dispenses that energy to each individual who asks, who worships the Son of God, who came and died on this planet. That's how you get this divine energy. Like I said before, you're going to be left behind if you don't have this energy moving, because this planet is going to become spiritualized, and the people who's going to be on this planet, the strong and mighty, those are the ones who have this divine energy. Those are the ones who's moving and grooving with the divine energy. They're going to do better than you in their jobs. They're going to do better than you in the football games. They're going to do better than you whatever they do, a musician, a swimmer, it doesn't matter. They're going to master it because they got the mastermind, the master intelligence within them that's telling them what to do. You people that think you go to church and think that everything is cool, you don't have the light of Christ, you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't believe in the Holy Ghost, you don't say Jesus' name, you got to say the name.
Amen.
The name is power.
Yes.
It's energy. You try to forget the name. You say Lord. You say Father. You think it's the Father, Jehovah, who has no jurisdiction on this planet. Very powerful being.
Amen.
Very loving being. No jurisdiction on this planet Earth. It's all Jesus, baby. And you think you're praising Jesus, and he's not hearing you. You know why? You're not praising Jesus.
Yes.
You're not talking to him. You can't even say his name. That's a pity. Now, all these other worlds know of this Jesus grand being, and he,
yes,
came and died on this planet. You have the audacity not to even say his name. You're going to say some mockery like Lord, a title. You may say God, you know.
Right.
You may say Father, and you know you're not talking about Father Jesus. Even that's his title. You're talking about Father Jehovah, who has no jurisdiction on this planet. So what's happening? Nothing is happening. Your church is drying up. People are leaving them. No Jesus. No energy. No excitement. When you say Jesus, even in the natural, if you say
Jesus
in the church, people start to stand up. You know why? It's the name of authority. It's the name of power. So they have to acknowledge that. They have to stand and start clapping. They get happy. They have to, because it's a power. It's an energy. And when you say the name, you're invoking Jesus. People talk about invoke the name.
Yes.
It's only one name, Jesus, baby.
Yes.
And when you invoke that name, the negative forces have to get the hell out. When you say Jesus, if you have the Holy Ghost or not, they have to respond, because they remember who came on the cross. They remember who broke those chains. They remember, oh, this is the Son of God. I got to get the hell out of here. So you got to say the name. If you say it in all seriousness, you will be delivered.
Yes.
If you have negative thoughts, if you have negative entities coming around you, if you have Chant that name, Jah Jesus, baby. Chant the name, Jah Jesus. It's powerful. It's authority. It's wonderful. It's a shame that the churches have got around. You know how they got away from it? The negative force creeped in there and said, let's be lazy and say, Lord.
Right.
So, and that'll cover everything because, you know, we don't know our doctrine. We have this three-in-one monster God, and we don't know what it means. So we just going to say Lord to cover everybody. And so we just say Lord. You know, they didn't study. They didn't ask the Holy Ghost. They didn't ask John Jesus, the Son of God.
Right.
So they just substituted. So that's why your churches are drying up. You know, it's no John Jesus, baby. It's no Holy Ghost, definitely. But it's not even the Son of God being acknowledged. Is it, my brother?
Yeah, you're right, sweetheart.
You don't see no,
you're right.
You don't see no John Jesus.
No, they don't pray to John Jesus.
You don't even have to say put a John. You should put a John in there, Jesus.
Jesus. Right.
But even if you say Jesus, I'm so used to saying John Jesus.
Right, right.
If you say Jesus, that's the power. That's the authority. Like my 11th brother said, it's the authority. When you say that name,
Amen. Man,
you are delivered from all kinds. I don't care if you have fear. I don't care if you have demons around you. You have negative thoughts. If you have something that needs to be healed, you say that name. You direct that energy to what you need, and you concentrate with all your mind and heart and say, Jesus, deliver from me.
Yes.
It will happen. You got to have
that's
the faith.
Amen.
What is Jesus? By his faith. Remember that lady touched his robe. He said, somebody touched the robe. Everybody touched it, but a lady by faith touched
right,
it.
Right, right.
You know, it's the faith. That's what faith activated. People talk the scripture. They can read the scripture in the church. They can say all this, but they're not activating the energy. They're not activating it in their life. That's where it counts. You can
Amen.
Have, you can, my brother, he knows the scripture and lives the scripture. Mostly people can quote, oh, he's a real nice Christian. He can quote. That doesn't mean a damn thing to Jah Jesus.
Let's shake his feet.
It doesn't mean nothing. If you're not living it, if you're not activating
Amen.
It, if you're not being it, if you're not saying his name, if you're not being delivered by his name, if you're not aware of the energy Jah Jesus around you, you got to be still and know
yes.
that I am
God.
The I am prism, the I am Christ within you, the divine fire within you.
Yes.
That's Holy Ghost within you, the kingdom of heaven that's within you. Remember, he's closer than feet. He's within you. He's all around you. That cosmic energy is flowing through you. You can feel it. It's a love force. It's a love substance. My brother's doing his hands.
Yes.
It's the love energy
Amen.
Of the universe. It's love and energy and wisdom mixed together. And that wisdom and that energy moves and grooves. Just like anybody, like a musician, the energy is moving. Just like the painter, the energy is moving. Just like the Michael Phelps, the swimmer, the energy is moving. Just like Michael Jackson, the swimmer, the energy is moving. Everything is moving by the energy. Shaq O'Neal, the energy is moving.
Right.
In the basketball, every is the energy. You move with the energy. You master it. You master it by the light of Christ within you. If you don't have a light of Christ, you're going to be a dead duck, and you're going to be left behind because the light of Christ is here. The energy is here. The kingdom of heaven is right here, baby. You got to chant the name. You got to say the name. Are you scared? It seems like there's a lot of scared people around here. They're scared to use the name. They
You're
don't
right.
want to use the name. So they got to say Lord. They got to say Father, the same old dead prayers that doesn't go higher than the chimneys as the, as
That's right.
as our dear Annalise Scarlet Goddess
yes, yes, right.
stated.
Yes.
They don't go too high. You know, they Jesus don't hear them.
Right.
You know, you're not saying nothing. You're wasting time on planet Earth. You better get with the program. The program is Jah Jesus, baby. We make it clear. This is Son of God University, baby.
Yes, baby. You got that right, sweetheart. You know, it's imperative. Like my brother say, we got to come to the Son of God, Jah Jesus. Because if you don't come to Jah Jesus, you know, you are dead before you even become alive. Because these synagogues or churches are making such a mockery of the Lord Jesus Christ. They be talking, well, you know, Jesus died on the cross, and he got this power, and he got it with all power and everything like that. And then at the end, they pray the sinner's prayer, oh, God in heaven. Oh, God in heaven. I need some chitlins right now. Oh, God in heaven. I thank you for these cornbread, and I thank you for these nigger peas. Oh, God in heaven. Now, they don't be saying, I'm using those examples, but what they be saying, sweethearts, they be talking about God in heaven. No name, no hear, no ear, no deer. They got a problem. You got to come to the Son of God. They don't believe the scriptures. They said they believe in the scripture, but they don't, because they make Jesus Christ a second-class citizen. He said, behold, I am Alpha, I am Omega, I am Aleph, I am Tau. I am the first, and I am the last. Before me, there was no God form, neither shall there be after me. That's in the Isaiah, that particular script. You see, sweethearts, you stiff-necked, stubborn, wonderful, beautiful Christian people. Now, I'm not saying that in a derogatory, but better I say it in the judgment angels, because when you go to judgment, you're going to find out a big shock. You're going to be shocked. So that's why we're here today, to let you know you need to submit yourselves to Jesus Christ. The scripture says the head of woman is man. The head of man is Christ. The head of Christ is God. So if the head of man is Jesus Christ, and it also states that Jesus Christ is the head of the church, it's like, oh. Because some people think, well, I'm a single woman, and I don't have a man, so I don't have no head. I don't have no man, so I don't have to get into Christ. Oh, yes, you do. You see, don't be a literalist. Be a wisdom person. You see, it is high time. It is very high time. It is high time with high tides to get into the Lord Jesus Christ to die. Jesus. You see, because Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you the peace of mind. And this joy when you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, you see, the joy of Jesus Christ is your strength. And 2 Corinthians, as the presidential candidate quoted on TV Donald John Trump, he said in 2 Corinthians 3:17, it states, and that's one of my favorite scriptures, the Lord Jesus is that spirit. Now, the King James said the Lord is that spirit. Then you find that, okay, you get the in-depth, the Lord Jesus is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord Jesus is, there's liberty and there's freedom. You see, so this living Christ in us is our hope of glory, sweethearts. I'm anxious to go home so I can get with the rhythm of the Holy Spirit. Go back to the Budula and praise Jesus. You see, I'm praising him all the time. I'm talking to you now on the air, but my other mind is praising Jesus. Jesus, glory to Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the victory, Jesus. You see, there's a constant praise go on in my being. That's the way it's supposed to be in your heart, sweetheart. You're supposed to be a living being of prayer. Note this truth, that the name of Jesus is a prayer and a praise to the Father's heart. It's a reality. You've been hearing this say it. It's on the scriptures. All through the scriptures, the name of the Lord Jesus, to call on the name of the Lord, and they shall be saved. What's the Lord's name? Jesus. Jesus. There's power in that name. They got a lot of people on the planet, and Michael Jordan, a former basketball star, and he has, clout, his name. People hear that name, ooh, Michael Jordan. Or Michael Jackson, the rock star that once was alive. You quote his name, and people say, ooh, that's a megastar. Each person has got a name. President Obama, ooh, that's the president of the free world, of the United States of America. And then Vladimir Putin, that's the president of Russia. You see, everybody's name represent their character. Well, what about the great God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father? Jesus' name is the most potent, not one of the most, like my brother and I stated, it is the most potent. That's it. You use that name, you skedaddle devils in hell right away. You said you got a problem with demons and devils and all that kind of stuff. You bind devils to the pit of hell in the name of Marshall Lynch. Is that the correct answer? Or is it you bind them devils in the name of Russell Wilson, the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks in America, or you bind them in the name of Jesus, the Son of God? That's the correct name. You see? So, sweethearts, We thank you for listening. We love you dearly. And we want you to wake up and smell the roses. We want you to wake up and smell the lilies. We want you to wake up and thumb your nose and recognize Jesus as the breath of life. Jesus Christ is the key to glory. Jesus Christ is the way maker. Jesus Christ is the key to eternal happiness in this world and in the world to come. It is high time that, especially you priests and bishops and ministers and senators and leaders and directors of your synagogues and churches and ashrams and kingdom halls and various citadels and temples and everywhere in between mosques, do you need to tell the people, thank you, Jesus, that Jesus is the King. You need to tell Jesus that you love him. It is high time to let the people know that Jesus is the way. You see, it's not a crime to pray to Jesus, sweetheart. I don't know why you people don't want to do that. You know, you read a scripture and you get hung up and you think, well, we don't supposed to pray to Jesus, you know, because he left the world. No, you pray to him more so because he's the baptized of the Holy Ghost. Is it true, my brother, that Jesus Christ gives the Holy Ghost?
You got that right. He gives the divine intelligence. He's the way. Jesus Christ is the way, sure. He's the one. You can't go to the Father. The Father is going to point to the Son.
It's the Son.
his energy is going to draw you to Jah Jesus Christ. And then when you start praising Jah Jesus Christ, then Jah Jesus' energy starts evading you and start going into you and start purifying you. And then you start being like Jah Jesus because you have his energy, baby, and you're rolling.
Yeah, baby, that's it. So you're saying that all this energy will pervade our physical and mental and spiritual temples because we're worshiping Jesus and we believe in Jesus. And then Jesus, the overseer of the Holy Ghost, he baptized with the Holy Ghost. Are you saying that we can communicate and talk directly to the Holy Ghost, my brother?
Oh, yes. We can talk directly to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has a personality. It's not a person like some of these pimps say they are. No. It's an intelligence. He has a personality, you know. He talks to you in your voice.
Right.
That's yours through each individual.
Okay.
You know, everybody hears that voice. Like Jesus said, my sheep, when he's talking to all the brothers and sisters in his kingdom, hear my voice.
Right, okay.
You hear the voice of Jesus is in you. It's not a paraclete that walks on the side of you or in front of you on the left side or on the right side. I don't know where that false
man
doctrine came. That's some ungodly doctrine that somebody just made up, and people are believing it.
Right.
Where does it say in the scriptures that? Since you're so much in the scriptures, I don't see any scripture. Have you seen any scripture say anything like that?
No, sweetheart.
You know the scriptures. Have you seen anything that said anything about that? That the Holy Ghost walks on the side of you?
No.
You know? You know, where did that ungodly doctrine come from?
You just said it from the ungodly movement.
Yeah, you know, no, it doesn't tell us. Like my loving brother said, it's in you.
Yes.
You know, and you got to praise God, Jesus, the Son of God, to get this Holy Ghost.
That's
to get this divine energy. It makes you happy. It gives you feeling. See, you want a feeling? Get the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You think you have a feeling when you have the drugs? The drugs, I never had drugs, but it's a feeling. When you get the liquor, it's a feeling.
Right.
When you get into that sex mode, it's a feeling.
Oh, my. I feel so good. Oh, baby.
Everything's a feeling, baby. But I'm going to tell you something, my loving brother.
That's right, sweetheart.
When you get the Holy Ghost, it's feeling.
That's
upon
real feeling.
Feeling.
Yes.
It makes your feelings just go off the chart. Because
right.
You really get the feeling because it's the Holy Ghost. It's divine intelligence. And your whole body, see, that's why your whole body got to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You
right.
have Jesus in you, but the Holy Ghost got to filter all your cells throughout your body. And see, then your whole body can activate because it has that living energy, those mitochondria in every cell of your being. So then if you're driving and if you're going to hit some, the mitochondria will move your hands this way.
Right.
It will move your hands that way. It will do wonders, you know. It will heal your body in different things because it's all over your body. So if you have uterus problems, the mitochondria will heal it.
Yes.
If you have heart problems, the mitochondria will heal it. That's why the Holy Ghost is so important. It's like healing. Now, we think Jesus healed with the Holy Ghost, baby.
Yes, amen.
It was healing everything. He's the only God on this planet that came healing. You have other people healing, but He was substantial. Everybody on the planet heard of the Lord Jesus Christ, Judge Jesus,
right.
Healing. He was a major healing. You know, he wants you to be healthy. Like my brother said, you want to be healthy? Drink water. Don't drink Sobeit, lizard juice.
Right.
Don't drink all these energy monster drinks and all that stuff. That stuff takes you up and down. Drink living water. Drink living juice. Be natural. Let the holy intelligence tell you what to do, baby.
Amen. You got that right, baby. I tell you, sweetheart, this is exciting. The canon. Glory to Jesus. We just thank Jesus Christ for his goodness, for his greatness, for his mercy. We wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a glorious new year, and keep on praising Jesus Christ. Remember, Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1, 26, 27. Pray to the living Christ inside of you, and you shall be happy. And don't be afraid to say the name, Jesus,
baby.
Good day.
May the force be with you, God Jesus.